the Challenges Inventing Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the sixth in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and at the same time to improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today we have Dominic Finelli, co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Beltsville, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. In our last interview, we discussed the importance of meeting individual location needs. Dominic, you indicate that it is not possible to mix different products in a spiral if you are doing item-level reporting. Once you mix spirals, the reporting will become inaccurate. Is that not your concern?
That's true. If you put corn chips behind a regular chip, how do you count what do you load the next time around? So they're not that. In most of these pre-kitting are done with buying for a quarterly cycle. That's 13 weeks. There's a lot of products on the market that you would buy that's a one-time shot in all of your machines. So you buy it in, you get it out within a week, and once it sells out, it's gone, and you hope it sells within a week or two. So if you make a mistake in buying on the quarterly level, okay, that's 13 weeks, and you made a mistake and all of a sudden an item is not selling, how do you change that? You have to change the whole kit and caboodle of how you pre-kit and how you load and everything like that. So you have to wait the quarter out. I guess you're hoping that you never make a mistake, but, you know, they say, well, you know exactly what's selling out there, but, you know, mistakes are always made. I don't care what technology is. You're buying for a customer that's always changing what they want to eat.
So it sounds to me like you're saying that the whole pre-kitting system is not flexible enough, correct?
Oh, not at all, because they're setting it up for a quarterly. So they you're pre-kitting the same product in the machines on a quarterly basis. And all you're doing is putting the amounts, you know, five this week, six next week, and so forth. But what happens if you made a mistake on one of those items? How do you retrack them all? How do you change in the middle of the cycle? Maybe you can, and maybe they do it all the time. I don't know. I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big question, and we'll see if any of the technology providers want to come forward and answer that. Okay, this concludes the sixth of our podcasts on vending technology.